how to track the $1,200 that's supposed to be heading toward many. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. The IRS says it has started distributing emergency aid payments, the $1,200 per person, as part of the federal government's effort to take some economic pressure off individuals in this pandemic. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams joins us with details. Kimberly, not everyone is getting paid at once. Who's getting paid first?
According to the IRS, people who filed taxes in the past 2 years and who used direct deposit for their refunds will be the first to get the payments. So that $1,200 per person you mentioned applies to people who are U.S. citizens or residents and who make less than $99,000 per year for individuals.
What about timing for people who don't have direct deposit or are maybe on Social Security and didn't file taxes recently?
Right. People who never gave the IRS their bank information may have to wait weeks, if not months, to get those payments. And you're right. People who didn't file at all in 2018 or 2019 will have to wait as well. The IRS is letting non-filers register online so they can get their payments. And it's expected to have a similar tool for people who never shared their bank account info later this week.
Now, there is a published report that a certain group of people who have filed in the past may still face some delays.
Right. The Financial Times is reporting that some taxpayers who used so-called refund transfer services may face additional delays. Those services allow people to use their refunds to pay for preparation and filing services, but it means their refund goes through a third party before it gets to them. Now, some consumer advocates are warning this will cause additional delays for low-income filers.
Okay, Kimberly, thank you. Saudi Arabia, Russia, Mexico, and other oil producers forged a deal over the weekend to cut oil production by about 10%. That is a lot. It was a hard-fought battle, but analysts say may not move prices much amid the plummeting demand in this COVID economy. Crude is up 1% now. The Dow future is down 308 points, 1.3%. One of the biggest meat processing facilities in the country is closing down until further notice. This after 293 workers at Smithfield Foods Sioux Falls, South Dakota plant tested positive for the virus. Over the weekend, the governor of South Dakota and the Sioux Falls mayor had called for the plant to shut down. The CEO of Smithfield Foods, Kenneth Sullivan, said this closure and others around the country has pushed the country, quote, perilously close to the edge in terms of meat supply. Some public health advocates are calling for limits or bans on the sale of tobacco products. Some experts see evidence that COVID cases can be worse in people who smoke or vape. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
One early scientific study indicates that COVID-19 patients in China were more than twice as likely to get severe infections if they were smokers. Smoking also means repeatedly bringing your hands to your mouth when we're all being cautioned not to touch our faces. Now, the New York State Academy of Family Physicians has called for a ban on sales of tobacco and e-cigarettes during the pandemic. And the International Union Against Tuberculosis and Lung Disease has increased its push for an end to sales. Dr. Gan Juan is from the union.
This is really the best time for governments to take action to force the tobacco industry to stop selling tobacco in their countries.
Around 34 million people in the U.S. smoke cigarettes. Dr. Michael Siegel at the Boston University School of Public Health agrees that quitting smoking and vaping will have positive health benefits, but says a ban could have unwanted consequences.
You really do have a danger of a black market developing. You know, to me, that is the main obstacle to prohibition. Honestly, not the economic consequences to the tobacco companies.
The National Association of Tobacco Outlets didn't have a comment at this time. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
And in this environment of prepping, some are also buying firearms for the first time. Jonathan Levinson reports for the public media journalism project called Guns in America.
Many gun stores across the country aren't affected by stay-at-home orders that are forcing some to close shop. In Oregon, they're open for business. At the gun room in southeast Portland, owner Sean Lacasse says on a recent weekend, people were buying so many guns, the Oregon State Police background check system couldn't keep up.
So the whole state was slammed.
At one point, when coronavirus fears started to set in, it was taking up to 2 hours for a background check to purchase a gun. Normally, it takes about 10 minutes. Since February 1st, the Oregon State Police reported a 43% increase in background checks over the same time last year. Nationwide, background checks in March were up 41%, according to the FBI. What are people afraid of?
Everything. They're buying guns and ammunition so they can go home and sit on their couch and they can defend their stash of toilet paper from the pending apocalypse.
Out in front of the gun room, Tammy is one of the many first-time gun buyers. She says she bought a taser, some mace.
And I purchased a gun, a Smith & Wesson revolver, 38 Special.
Tammy didn't want to use her last name. She's a nurse and a single mom. She bought her first handgun because she says she's afraid of how people are going to react in the coming weeks. Tammy says loving each other is important in crises like this.
But there are members of the society that's not the direction they go.
Some gun experts, though, are more concerned about mental health and domestic violence while people are stuck at home. Shelter in place may be the best way to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, but it's not the safest option for women who are in abusive relationships, says University of Pennsylvania professor Susan Sorensen.
And it's particularly not a safe option for women who are being abused by someone who has a gun.
Sorensen also says having a gun in the home increases the risk of suicide.
Because we know a lot of suicides are impulsive. They're done in a moment of despondency, despair.
And she says the risk of suicide is highest in the first 6 weeks after somebody purchases a gun. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Jonathan Levinson for Marketplace.
And starting today, Amazon says it has stopped taking new grocery delivery customers and putting those who try onto a wait list. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.